JPX targets 2027 launch for Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs in Japan. Japan Exchange Group is putting a timeline on something Japanese investors have asked about for years. CEO Hiromi Yamaji said JPX is aiming to list spot crypto exchange traded funds, starting with Bitcoin and Ethereum, as early as 2027. The remarks were reported by CoinDesk on April 30, 2026. Bitcoin traded near $76,371 and Ethereum near $2,260 as of April 30, 2026, according to CoinMarketCap, both down on the day. The JPX comments arrived during a soft tape, but the framing was forward-looking rather than reactive to price. What Yamaji actually committed to Yamaji's comment was specific. JPX is not exploring, considering, or studying. The exchange wants products listed by 2027, with Bitcoin and Ethereum the initial targets. He cited the performance of U.S. spot ETFs as evidence that the structure works at scale. For context, the U.S. spot Bitcoin ETF complex has held tens of billions in net assets since launch in January 2024. Japanese institutional investors currently have no equivalent regulated exchange-listed wrapper to hold spot crypto exposure. Yamaji's framing suggests JPX views that gap as a competitive problem rather than a regulatory comfort. Why 2027 and not sooner? The timeline is the most useful piece of the announcement. Three things have to happen before a Tokyo Stock Exchange spot crypto ETF can list. The Financial Services Agency, FSA, must reclassify crypto assets under the Financial Instruments and Exchange Act. As of writing, crypto sits under the Payment Services Act, which does not contemplate fund products holding spot tokens. The FSA has signaled this reclassification is coming but has not finalized it. Tax treatment has to change. Crypto trading gains in Japan are taxed as miscellaneous income at rates up to 55%, which discourages institutional product structures. ETF gains, by contrast, are taxed at a flat 20% under the standard securities regime. Without alignment, the wrapper would not work for retail. Custody and surveillance frameworks have to satisfy JPX's listing criteria. The exchange is not going to greenlight a product structure it does not trust to settle and report cleanly. A 2027 target gives the FSA, the Ministry of Finance, and JPX the runway to align all three. It is also why the announcement is news rather than noise. Putting a year on a multi-agency process forces the conversation. What it means for asset managers and issuers, Japanese asset managers, including Nomura, Daiwa, and Mitsubishi UFJ, have telegraphed interest in crypto fund products for years. None of them can file a JPX listing application until the underlying legal framework changes. Yamaji's timeline gives them a planning horizon. It also matters for global ETF issuers already running spot Bitcoin and Ethereum products in the U.S. BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust and Fidelity's Wise Origin Bitcoin Fund both have international expansion playbooks. A Tokyo listing would be the largest new market opening since U.S. approval. For Japanese retail investors, the structural shift is bigger than the headline. Today, holding spot Bitcoin in Japan means using a domestic exchange like BitFlyer or CoinCheck and accepting the 55% tax bracket on gains. A regulated spot ETF inside a NISA tax-advantaged account would change the math dramatically. The signal Japan is sending. The other read on Yamaji's comment is geopolitical. Hong Kong launched spot Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs in April 2024. South Korea's regulator has hinted at allowing spot crypto products. Singapore already allows institutional crypto exposure through licensed asset managers. Japan moving in 2027 does not put it ahead of the regional pack, but it also does not leave Tokyo behind. JPX appears to be signaling that the country's largest equity venue intends to compete for the regional crypto institutional flow rather than cede it to Hong Kong or Seoul. What to watch between now and 2027? Three concrete milestones will tell investors whether the 2027 target is real. The FSA's next round of crypto rulemaking, expected later in 2026, will indicate whether reclassification under the Financial Instruments and Exchange Act is on track. A delay there delays the ETF. A formal listing standard published by JPX for digital asset-backed funds. Without published standards, no issuer can prepare a filing. Tax legislation. Japan's Diet would need to pass amendments aligning ETF crypto gains with the 20% securities rate. That is a political process, not a regulatory one, and is harder to predict. If two of the three slip, 2027 becomes 2028,